Psalms chapter number 33. As you turn in your Bibles, just want to let everybody know that we've still been praying for y'all. Amen. We love y'all. And I tell you what, it's hard not gathering together and having church. I tell you, I know I miss it. And I know some of you do that I've been able to talk to at different times. And I'm looking forward to the day when we'll be able to get back together again and have normal service. Amen. And what a day that'll be. Hopefully it'll cause us all to not take for granted and to not appreciate as much as what we should being able to be together in the Lord's house. Amen. Hopefully we'll be able to say with the psalmist, honestly from our hearts, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. And I'm looking forward to that day to preach to some pews that's got some people in them. Amen. But we're going to give you what the Lord's laid on our hearts for this week. And I trust and pray the Lord will use it to be a blessing and a help to you. Amen. So Psalms chapter number 33, Psalms 33. And we'll get started this morning. And before we do, let's go ahead and read our verse. Psalms 33 and verse number 17. The Bible says, "An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for the opportunity once more to open your word. Dear Lord, thank you for the ability that you have given to us to record your word. Dear Lord, to preach your word and record it and then to listen to it, dear Lord, whether it be by CD, as some have given this on CD and some through the internet or through their phone, dear Lord. I thank you, dear Lord, for the privilege to be able to just preach and teach your word, to share your word, and to listen to your word. And I thank you for it and how it speaks to our hearts. I pray you'd help me tonight, this morning, dear Lord. I pray that you'd anoint me. I pray that you'd fill me full of your Holy Spirit. I pray that you would help me, dear Lord. And then I pray that you'd help the hearers of this, dear Lord, whenever they hear it in the coming days, that you would use this message to be an encouragement and a help in the days and times we live in. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalms 33 in verse number 17, we read the verse. It said, "An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength." You know, there's been a lot of things in the news the last few weeks, but it amazes me. It seems like everything has stopped to a point in the news and turned to one main focus, and that is the coronavirus. A lot of the things you would normally hear on the news are gone. You know, you turn on the sports stations and they're rerunning something from who knows when years ago, and you know, the ESPN guys are trying to figure out what to say or what to do. I mean, you know, it's just, it's unreal. It's unreal. And you think about, you know, there's a lot of things, but there's a during the days and times that you and I live in, there's a lot of people asking a lot of questions. I think about every day, I believe, for the last several weeks, and who knows how long to come, the president has been on TV every day talking about giving an update, him and the task force with the coronavirus, you know, giving their updates. Even our state governors, you know, have been on there and all that just constantly. And then at the end, once they get done, they'll open up the opportunity for the media to ask various questions. And there's been a lot of questions, and we've had a lot of questions. I know I've looked up questions about things, and y'all have too, and no doubt. And you think about, you have a lot of questions during this time. But one of the main questions that I keep hearing in some form or fashion, or one of the main questions that I have in some form or fashion, it will start like this: is it safe? And then you fill in the blank. And a lot of people are asking this question and then filling in the blank with whatever it is that they are concerned about. Is it safe to go to the grocery store? Is it safe to go get food from a drive-thru? Is it safe to go outside for a walk? You know, is it safe to check your mailbox? Is it safe? All these types of things. Is it safe? You fill in the blank. And this morning, as I thought about that this week, you know, the Lord kind of impressed upon my heart something concerning this question: is it safe, fill in the blank? This question is something we've all been asking to some degree or another, no doubt, over the last few weeks, and seeking answers to, you know, our situation currently that we have going on. Is it safe? Today, with the Lord's help, we're going to look at Scripture together and see what the Bible says to answer this question: is it safe, blank? Amen. So the title of the message is simply this morning: is it safe, dot, 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 question mark, or is it safe, blank, and then question mark. Amen. And so you think about here in Psalms 33, we're in verse number 17, we're going to look at several verses this morning that uses the word safe or safety in it and talking about is it safe. And the first verse is found here in Psalms 33, 17, where the Bible says, "An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength." Now you think about here, we got a clear message from this verse that a horse is the first thing mentioned. Here we see, in filling in our question, that we could say, is it safe to, our blank would be here, trust in a horse? Amen. Is it safe to trust in a horse? I think the answer is clear to this question, don't you? Is it safe to trust a horse? The answer is given in the verse. I'll read it one more time. "An horse is a vain thing